Thank you, Durward. Nice of you and Gary to leave us all this nice, fresh air for broadcasting.
Said they had a good show, didn't they?
Always a good show. Could I sing now?
That's a good idea.
I see a new sun up in a new sky, and my whole horizon has reached a new high. Yesterday, my heart sung a blue song, but today, hear it hum a cheery new song. I dreamed a new dream. I saw a new face, and I'm spreading sunshine all over the place with a new point of view. Here's what greets my eye. New love, new luck, new sun in the sky.
Enjoyed that, Rosie. Now I guess I'd better warble one, huh? Great old standard by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms a song when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. Go to Greenwich, where modern men itch to be free. And Bowling Green, you'll see with me. We'll go to Coney, we'll have bologna on a roll. In Central Park, we'll stroll. Where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. I'd like to take a sail on Jamaica Bay with you. And fair Canarsie's lakes we'll view. The city's bustle cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Here comes September Good Housekeeping to help you lead the creative life you want to live. First of all, there's a Keep Young Guide to Happy Eating, 22 pages of wonderful food, including trim luncheon and dinner menus, and recipes that'll keep your family's health up, weight down, spirit sparkling. And handsome color pages of fall fashions, town clothes that take you to the country beautifully, country clothes that go anywhere in the city. Also, for those who may be wondering about the controversial new birth control pills, Good Housekeeping has a medically authoritative report. And don't miss the House for All Seasons, with interiors beautifully presented in color, a down-to-earth dream house priced well within the reach of many young couples today. Also, Good Housekeeping brings you Let's Have a Draft for Girls by famed columnist and educator Max Lerner, a stimulating and forceful suggestion that a female home Peace Corps be drafted. All this and much, much more in September, Good Housekeeping. Buy your copy today.
Stand by for a salute. Today, we've got to hand it to the city of New York.
Ah, there is a city you can hand it to any day.
It's a great city.
I'm a bit late, I know, with my congratulations, but I just got to thinking about it recently, and I want to thank New York for returning to the romantic days of the 20s in the old-time butcher shop.
In what respect, Bing?
Well, they have a law in New York that butchers must grind individual orders of meat in public view.
Oh, that's right. I read something about that back in, about February, I think it was.
That's the time. That's when the law went through.
Now butchers grind meat orders individually in full view of the customer. Is that it?
Yep. Personal hamburger. It results from the fact that the housewives complained that the butchers were substituting poor cuts of meat, you know, when they ground orders out of sight. All sorts of shenanigans going on in the back room. So now, whenever meat is ground, it's got to be in full view of the customer.
And, of course, this means a whole new thing for the new generation that's never even seen meat ground.
There'll be meat watchers or grinder watchers.
Yeah, like sidewalk superintendents.
Onward we go. Backwards.
Back to the old grind with hamburger, huh?
Yeah, time marches backwards. And, boy, are the housewives lucky. You know, Ken, as a matter of fact, 3 pounds out of every 10 pounds of meat that is consumed in New York City is hamburgers. You know that?
Why not have hamburger ground out in the open all over?
I'm for it.
You know, Bing, now that the butchers are working in plain sight again, that may mean the return of Schultz the Butcher.
Clap hands, Schultz the Butcher is coming back.
Well, sure, this may just be the beginning. The hamburger may be the opening wedge.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, we'll have the old-fashioned butcher standing there, leaning on the chopping block, dishing the dirt with the housewives.
Well, the housewives are going to love Schultz. Ooh. Oh, they'd be mad for him. You know, he used to be radio, TV, hi-fi, and psychiatry all wrapped into one.
And he may come back.
We need him.
Wouldn't it be delightful if Rosie would sing a song, especially for Schultze right now?
Here's to Schultz, our hero, the lady's choice.
I should have told you long ago how much you mean to me. I should have opened up my heart for you and all the world to see. I was a fool to let you go. These tears that fall should tell you so. Darling, I love you, and I know I should have told you long ago.
Correctly. I mean, wouldn't it be grand if the old-time butcher did come back?
Indeed, yes. Schultz the butcher, with his sailor straw hat tilted back on his head and his rosy cheeks.
The nose.
His straw sleeve gauntlets, remember those?
Recall them vividly.
And the big white apron draped across his up-tilted, more than ample stomach.
Sort of leaning on the scale. As he passed along a bit of gossip to a lady customer who, of course, was all ears.
Yes, I guess we have to say that Schultz often did include his elbow with the order, but at least he did it in plain sight.
That's the way it should be. Too much secrecy these days, I think.
Too much top secret, even.
Good old Schultz. Sometimes, of course, you know, he did weigh the elbow. Or his hat, maybe, threw that in. But he always threw in a few scraps for the dog, you remember, for free.
Sure, and if you had the kids with you, they'd each get a frankfurter on the house.
Mm-hmm. Freebies.
Golly, how did the old-time butchers ever make money?
With their elbows, naturally.
Well, they were entitled to a profit.
Yeah, well, all that dishing out of gratis scraps and frankfurters was their only recourse.
It just goes to show, doesn't it? We never get anything for nothing. Ever, never, ever, never.
Yes, but it's nice to think that we do, isn't it?
It's nice to dream. You can't beat dreaming.
Or singing.
Well, fortunately, we feature both here at all times. Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot where we can cuddle and coo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot, and my trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you.
what are your charms for? What are your arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful, lovable you.
Rosemary, may I tell you that it's wonderful to have you here on the show and brighten things up with your radiant personality.
And do half the work?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But also brighten things up.
We can't call this work, Bing.
You're so right, Rosie, really. Singing is a joy.
Right you are. Say, you don't happen to be in a sentimental mood by any chance, do you?
Always.
Well, then let's sing something to remember you by.
I'm game.
Far away from me, dear.
Some little something, meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be,
though I'll pray for you night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me,
for today. Remember, we'll be right back here tomorrow.
Try to give us a listen, will you?
Certainly been nice being with you, and we'll see you tomorrow then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Call's music may be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.